About 500 years ago, Spanish soldiers invaded the Aztec Empire in modern-day Mexico. It's one of history's most consequential tales, and the story changes depending on whose perspective you hear. The conquerors had a story of a few hundred men who captured that empire. Indigenous people had a story of losing independence. And between them was a woman known as La Malinche. She was enslaved and served as an interpreter to the conqueror Hernán Cortés. Today, some Mexicans consider her a traitor for helping the conquerors, while others say she helped to change the world. Yasmin Khan of KUNM visited an art exhibit that examines her life.
It's a blustery day in the village of San Isidro de Sevillo, a cluster of adobe houses around a church in the mountains east of Albuquerque. Dozens of people are pulling on their beaded suit jackets decorated with the Virgin of Guadalupe, preparing for the Matachines dance, which represents the introduction of Catholicism to indigenous populations. Leading the procession is a young girl dressed in white with a veil.
The easiest part is when you put your foot like that from the other foot. I missed a couple steps, but
Nine-year-old Jasmine Trujillo has been La Malinche 6 times. As in most New Mexican villages, here La Malinche is a symbol of purity, the connection of indigenous peoples to the Catholic faith brought by the Spanish. But in other villages, including in Mexico, she is represented as a traitor. Theodore Chavez is the lead Matachines dancer called a monarca.
But here she just represents goodness. She's the goodness of the play, the goodness of the dance.
Her complex roles and modern relevance are the focus of the art exhibit Traitor Survivor Icon, The Legacy of La Malinche at the Albuquerque Museum, where Josie Lopez is head curator.
I think Malinche has come to embody an important element of how we think about how we see the roles of women in Latino culture and how women have had to take on these various identities, everything from traitor to survivor to icon, to really negotiate the worlds that we have to live in and transfer between in our lives.
Delilah Montoya, a Chicana artist with multiple pieces in the exhibit, says that although Malinche was enslaved, historical accounts show she helped bring together two powerful nations.
So, you know, we're talking about a teenager having to take on this amazing, tremendous responsibility. We don't know what she felt about being Cortés's tongue. We don't know when she died. But what we do know is that she survived. And along with her, other people survived. We also know that the Native American people, the First Nation, revered her. I think they understood how important that she was. Two powerful worlds came together in her mind first.
Although La Malinche was revered in some indigenous records, Montoya points out that the Spanish may not have seen her in that light, even as she navigated several languages.
I mean, they didn't even know for sure what she was translating. For all they know, she was saying something completely different than what it is that they wanted her to say. You know, her mind. I mean, here was a language, the Spanish language, nobody ever heard before, and she had to figure it out. But there was other languages that she figured out. She was this amazing person who was able to just kind of like feel these other cultures.
One of Montoya's pieces in the exhibit is a codex, a wide paper panel painted with scenes of the evolution of women throughout 500 years of Spanish occupation in Mexico and New Mexico. It includes women important to Chicano history, such as the Virgin of Guadalupe, and ends with a Chicana activist. Montoya says she was inspired by the women in her family who have always been active in their community, yet women's contributions were rarely recorded. Her codex aims to change that. Lopez says the exhibit also seeks to clarify the true nature of the state of New Mexico, going beyond the idea that Anglo, Hispanic, and indigenous communities lived peacefully alongside one another for centuries.
We know that's a mythology. It was a very violent history. At the same time, we are trying through exhibitions like this to do the work of acknowledging the violence that happened upon the intersections of those cultures.
Lopez says the La Malinche exhibition highlights where indigenous and Chicano cultures intersect to promote understanding and healing. For NPR News, I'm Yasmin Khan in Albuquerque.